The Freeride World Tour held its Haynes competition today, but in isolation from the rest of the world. Technical satellite errors quashed organizers' plans to stream the event online live. That left fans with no way to watch their favorite skiers and snowboarders take on the Alaska Mountains. A spokesman says even though the technical glitch was a huge disappointment, the competition itself was successful. The remoteness and unpredictability of Alaska impacted the freeride once again. Last year, the event was delayed 3 times because of inclement weather. This year, the weather was great, but the remote location apparently caused issues with the satellite connection Freeride uses to live stream each competition. Tom Winter is a spokesperson for the tour.
Everything was in place, and everything was happening, and the cameras are all rolling, and the helicopters are flying with getting the aerial footage. And our live announcers were there announcing, and it became apparent, I'm not sure exactly when, it became apparent that there was a technical glitch that didn't allow the satellite uplink to fully connect.
Winter says that kind of glitch is very unusual, but he says they've learned that in Alaska, you have to expect the unexpected. Ultimately, since the weather conditions were good, organizers decided to go ahead with the competition, even though the live stream wasn't working.
The weather was absolutely fantastic. Very calm, clear day, very good visibility for the athletes, good visibility for the judges, a safe, stable snowpack. So all those things came together, and really, given the weather window that we have here at Haynes, you can't hope that it'll be a better day tomorrow because the weather does change up here.
In Haynes, the library had to tell a handful of people gathered to watch the live stream that they were out of luck. And on the Freeride Facebook page, fans from around the world lamented the technical problems.
Yeah, it's a tough one. This was a tough one not to have live because it's got our largest viewership. So it's painful. It's painful to have this happen, but it's a learning process working in an environment like Haynes.
But Winter says the competition went smoothly for the athletes. The big surprise of the day was wildcard guest athlete and Southeast Alaska snowboarder Ryland Bell, who placed first in his category.
It totally came together for him, and he won it. He certainly made a statement for local Alaskan snowboarders, so that's awesome.
Bell is from Elfin Cove. He was invited to compete in the Haynes Stop, but won't be competing in the finals in Verbier, Switzerland. Sammy Lubka and Flo Orley took second and third place in men's snowboarding. Anne-Flore Mochter took the gold in women's snowboarding, followed by Estelle Ballet and Marion Herty. In the men's ski category, Logan Pahota, Loic Cullum-Patton, and Drew Tabke took the top 3 spots. Eva Volkner had the top score in women's skiing, followed by Matilda Rapoport and Ariana Tricomi. KHNS will have a more detailed story about the freeride event tomorrow evening. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.